What up, people? It's your boy B Barnes. This is the fourth episode of the Gentleman's Guide podcast. Today we're going to talk about manhood. What is manhood? And specifically, what is your manhood? I'm challenging you to figure that out for yourself. We're going to dive into it. Many of you may have asked yourself the question, what is manhood? And you may not have said it out loud or thought about it consciously, but these are the things that we internalize throughout our life. You know, how to act, how to treat people, how to treat women. These are the things that we are taught, you know, from our role models, from the people we look up to, from the media, you know, movies, etc. But a lot of times, you know, a lot of guys struggle with figuring out themselves because they feel like they have to be a certain way. Now, for the age group of 20 to 30, I know this is a pretty pivotal time in any man's life. I know for me specifically, my life changed dramatically from the time I was 20 and now I'm 28. Within these 8 years, my life has changed dramatically, which means my manhood has changed dramatically, right? I didn't have a wife, had a girlfriend, but I didn't have a wife, didn't have a house, didn't have the two beautiful kids that I have now, didn't have the job that I have. So my life has changed dramatically in these last 8 years, which means my manhood has changed. My what's important to me has changed. So I like to break manhood down into three simple and easily digestible categories that everybody can relate to. It's priorities, it's passions, and it's deal breakers. We're going to dive more into it in these next segments. Stay tuned. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, Gentleman's Guide 919, shameless plug, but I got to do it, right? a couple months ago, I posted a video talking about priorities, and basically the gist of the video started out, there was a guy who was basically playing video games, playing 2K, which I love, by the way. I love 2K. Shout out to all my brothers who play 2K, Xbox One, right? He was playing so much of it that he was really losing time, quality time with his partner and their daughter. And basically she went in and she basically deleted all his My Players. If you don't know what a My Player is, just Google it. 2K My Player. It's a big deal, okay? It's a really big deal. And she deleted all his My Players. And it takes time to really build these players up, people. It really does. And basically, he came home, logged in, and realized that everything was gone. He flipped out. And then that's when she basically told him off, hey, you need to start doing this. And I use that as a segue to a bigger issue, which is, you know, people or men in particular not having their priorities in order. It's like, I love my Xbox. I love my 2K just as much as the next brother. But at the end of the day, I could throw all this stuff away. As long as I got my wife, my kids, and I could make a living, I got an able body, that's all that matters. Because if I did not value, if I valued these material things over what should be more important to me as a father and a husband, it's not a very good combination. So having your priorities in order, figuring out what's important to you, and really ranking them on a number scale. And I'm serious, you really need to, you could write it down, you know, let's say write the vision, make it plain. So, I mean, you write it down and figure out what's really important to you at this point in your life. I mean, if you don't have a spouse or kids, It may be, you know, trying to get to a certain level in your career. Maybe, you know, getting that degree, whether it be an associate's, whether it be a bachelor's, whether it be a doctorate. If you want to do it, go ahead and do it, man. But priorities are very important. Very important. And that priorities set you up to be in certain situations that can lead to the next part of this discussion, which is passions. Let's dive more into those. Now, passions can be real tricky, or the idea of a passion can be really tricky. And I only say this because I feel like we live in a world, in a society, that constantly tells us that whatever we're passionate about, that should be how we choose to make a living. And how we make a living and our passion are not mutually exclusive. Not always. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And for those people, I admire, because you don't have to go to a job, but you're doing something that you love every day. So I admire those people. And if that's a priority for you, then you need to make moves to get to that point. But if you're not one of those people, don't be ashamed. I see so many times somebody's an entrepreneur and they always talk about, yeah, I'm a boss, I don't work for nobody. Well, if you're a boss, that means somebody work for you. So what are you saying? Your workers aren't living life to the fullest because they work for somebody? I never understood that logic. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for, you know, starting your own business, doing you. But you can't look down on people just because they choose to live their life a little bit differently than you. Everybody ain't made to be a boss, man. Everybody ain't made to be a boss. What everybody is or should be the boss of their life. They should take control of their life. I know I mentioned making boss moves in a previous episode, you know. So make boss moves, whether it's starting your own business or getting your education, you know, make boss moves. But I digress. Passions. I found out a long time ago, or I realized, I guess I saw the light, had a come to Jesus moment. And I want to say I was like 21. Yeah, I finished college, I was 21. I was 22. And in full disclosure, I played football in college. I started playing in middle school, all throughout high school. Got pretty hot on the recruiting trail. I ended up going to North Carolina State, go Pack. And got a full scholarship. And throughout this whole time in my life, I think I had convinced myself that football was a passion of mine. I think I did, only because you got so many people telling you you're good, this, that, you could do this, you could make this much money, da da da. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is my passion, this is what I'm passionate about. It's like, when I was done with college, I came to the realization that football was not a passion of mine. Yes, I was good at it, and my college career didn't turn out the way I wanted to, but that's a whole nother story for another day. My point is, just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's your passion. And on another note, like I said before, just because something is your passion doesn't mean that that's what you have to do to make your money, to make a live a certain type of lifestyle. You know, some people may have a finance job, and their passion may be going to open mic night and singing at open mic night. If that's what makes you happy, you better sing them open. You better sing them Whitney Houston songs. You better sing them good too. If that's your passion, by all means, do it. But the notion that whatever you're passionate about has to be what you do to make a living, that's a false notion, man. It really is. So, and on another note, just because you're not passionate about something doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I know plenty of people who do things that they're not passionate about. They may like it, they may love it, but being passionate about something and loving it, a little bit different in my opinion. I love football. I still love watching it. I don't like playing it no more, but at the time I loved playing it. It was fun. I got to travel a little bit, got the perks of, you know, not going into debt like most kids in college. Like I said, I met a lot of great people, but I wasn't passionate about it and I had a great time. So you can go to a job and not be passionate about it and still be great at it, still have a great time with your coworkers. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. I really do, because some of y'all might take this the wrong way, but I'm just giving it to you raw, unfiltered, and I'm just keeping it real with you. Just because you ain't passionate about it don't mean you shouldn't do it. Somebody told you otherwise, then they probably had a bad experience, because they probably regret something that they did in the past. Now, before I dive into these deal breakers, I want to mention to you guys and encourage y'all, because when you're trying to do new things and go and put yourself out there, you're going to have friends or so-called friends and family that will try to tear you down. And I'm not even talking about like blatantly or consciously. They're just speaking from their experiences, and the assumption is you're going to have a similar experience because, you know, you may be from the same type of background, you may be the same color, same gender, what have you. And a lot of cases, these people are, they feel like they're doing you a favor by warning you or trying to save you time. But you can't let those people hold you back. You really can't. I remember before I had kids, or I think we were pregnant with little Brandon, and somebody at my job, my first job, telling me, oh, you're going to be broke. You're going to be, seriously, you're going to, just because you broke, you going to tell me that I'm going to be broke with a kid? Don't you put that on me. Don't you put that on me, Ricky. No, no, no. I can't stand when people try to put what they went through on you as if your experience going to be the same as theirs. Nah, it don't work like that. It really don't. I reject your negativity, even though in your mind you think you're doing me a favor. Stop that. Now, deal breakers. Now, this part is not going to be very elaborate or super deep or what have you. It's pretty self-explanatory. Deal breakers are people, places, things that will hold you back or go against your moral code, and they do not push you into your destiny. If it don't line up with your priorities, if it goes against your priorities, if it goes against your passions and what you're passionate about, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. If you got people in your life that continue to stay the same, and don't get me wrong, we all need stability. It's the difference between stability and complacency. But if you got people in your life who continually hold you back, and I'm not even gonna say that, I'll say you need to realize when people are holding you back or things or places are holding you back, because we can have a million people in our lives that hold us back, but if we never realize it, it don't mean a hill of beans, right? So you need to realize when these things are happening around you, when these deal, you have to have a certain cutoff for the BS. And that's a fact. You have to have a cutoff. It don't matter who it is. At some point, you have to focus on you. You have to be selfish because this is your life. Boss up and take control of your life, man. Deal breakers are very important because when you force yourself to go against something that you may be used to, that you may have been brought up in, that's when you know that you want, that you're on the right track. And that's my two cents. Define your manhood. Priorities, passions, deal breakers. What's yours? Thanks for tuning in.